High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And a jolly good morning to you. I'm Kathy Kayla. And we've kind of taken over the airwaves for the next 2 hours to talk about High FM's 12th birthday. It's our bat mitzvah year. And joining me in studio is one of my favorite co-hosts of all time, if not the favorite co-host of all time, Simon Anstey. How are you?
Oh, you're making me blush, Kathy.
I know, I can
you're
see that.
Making me blush. Is he going absolutely red? I want to say thank you for allowing me to be a part of this incredible, auspicious, wonderful day. What a milestone it is, and to be able to share it with you and with you, Kathy. It's just amazing.
It really is amazing, right?
I'm going to enjoy this 2 hours. I've missed you incredibly on the overdrive. So we will just make it up this morning on the morning meander.
I have to say, you're doing very, very well without me. I'm just saying.
Are you just saying?
I'm just saying.
I'm going to take the compliment. I'm going to enjoy it, but I miss the laughter because you make me laugh.
I make a lot of people laugh. I make some people cry, but.
Yes, let's quit while we're ahead. Debate on that one.
Be ahead whenever you can choose to be any kind of body part. Be ahead. Anyhow, if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to send through any messages, 34519 is the text line. Those are SMSs. Those are charged at R1.50. You can also send us a telegram on the number 061-895-1019. And also look out for the competition that we've got running. You know, instead of throwing another Zoom birthday party or Zoom function, we've decided to take that money that we would have put into a birthday party for High FM and give it to you. So we are giving away 500 Rand every hour. You've got to listen out for the party horn sign. When you hear it, you've got to call us. Make a note of the number 0101 40 30 20, right? 0101 40 30 20. And if you are the first caller, you will claim that 500 Rand. If nobody claims it in an hour, it rolls over to the next hour and it will be 1,000 Rand. And the hour after that will be 1,500 Rand. So far, every hour it's being claimed. So let's see.
Let's see how much we can give away. What an awesome thing to do. I'm going to miss the party. But in true Kathy style, that is magnanimous, and I wouldn't expect anything different from you. And I was thinking today, because I see my role here this morning for the next 2 hours, kind of peppering you with all the questions that I've always wanted to ask, and I can now, and I'm sitting far away enough from you that you can't kick me, so I just might get away with all sorts of murder this morning. But I'm just kind of struggling with where I go to a certain extent, because I do know you quite well by now, and I know that the station is not about you, and yet it is about you, and I know you will be embarrassed if we make it about you. So it's about finding
a line.
It's definitely
not about me.
I know that, and I know if I sit here and make it about that, you will be upset, because it's not about that. It's about the listeners, about the message, it's about everything behind. So just want to acknowledge at first, you know, the idea did come from you, Kathy, because a voice spoke to you, didn't it?
The voice was actually the voice of my mother.
Okay, so now that's a brilliant place to begin my little interrogation. Who listens to their mother? You know, my mother told me to do medicine. Yes, Ma, take another tablet. It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to do medicine, then I was going to do law, and my parents said, no, you have to go into radio. No, that's a complete lie.
So tell me, I'm fascinated.
All right, so 2005, I'm actually an entrepreneur. That's what I've done.
Yeah.
High FM is the third business that I've started, and it is also, it's the second NGO that I've started. I was kind of between companies. I had a business called Rent a Pet, where.
Perfect. I've always wanted that.
You always knew, right?
You don't have the schlep of the dog. You just get the pleasure of it for an hour or two.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I was a young divorced mother with two little kids, and it's very hard to start a business. And, I had started this business because I looked at South Africa in 2001 and I saw that we were going to have a generation of children who, in the dying days of apartheid, had grown up in very violent situations.
Okay, yeah.
I had come from a relationship that was very, very abusive. And animals actually helped me in my emotional and mental recovery. And so I thought, well, if animals can do that, if I can learn to trust humanity again through animals, then the same thing can be true of anyone who has encountered a violent history.
Okay.
And I thought the first place to start is with schools. Let me, buy animals And, you know, I'll hand raise them all, hand rear them all, so they're all tame. They're used to engaging physically with human beings. And let's try it out. We signed up, I think it was 52 schools. And every 2 weeks, this was the rent-a-pet, every 2 weeks the schools would get a different animal. And they would get an explanation. We would provide the food. And they would change so that the kids would get to know the animals. I mean, there's some hilarious stories about that.
You throw your children in there too.
No. But, you know, I needed a partner. And a partner didn't have the veterinary knowledge that I had or the time to dedicate. And so I made a very difficult decision to actually retire the animals, the ones that needed – the animals that needed human – interaction and engagement went to private homes. And the ones that didn't went to breeding programs in zoos. And I had snakes and iguanas and goats, and goats that used to drive in my car with their heads sticking out. So that was the second business
started. You're not entirely a full box of chocolates. You do know that, eh?
Yeah, well, you know. You win some, you lose some, Simon. Anyhow, so I had just retired all these animals. I was working with a friend of mine in his below the line agency because my, what I studied was marketing.
Okay.
And I was driving with my mother. It was 2005. And she said to me, I had this dream about you last night. She said, and it was, she said, I don't even dream. I said, Ma, everybody dreams. She said, I had this dream and it is so clear and I really feel compelled to tell you. And she said, I dreamt that I heard you on the radio. Simon, it felt like I was whipped out of my body and I was looking down on my life. And this was what I was born to do. Of all the things that I would go on to do in my life, this was the thing that I was born to do. It was 4 days before Pesach in 2005. And I had no clue about,
you
know, where do you even begin to start with the radio? And so I went to, do you remember telephone books? We used to have those.
Yes, of course. Yes
telephone directories. Now, yeah. At the back of the telephone directory was the blue pages. And the blue pages are all the government departments with their telephone numbers. And there was something that I came across called the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa.
Okay.
And underneath there were all these little subheadings, and it said community radio licensing. And I gave him a call. I said, how do I apply? They said, well, you've only got 5 weeks because for the first time in 8 years, we've had the invitation to apply.
Oh my goodness me. So the stars are aligned. Hey,
this is proper. Simon, I will tell you stories.
I know you
that will
believe things are planned and there's a route. I don't. So to hear it actually happen kind of makes me feel a bit weird and uncomfortable because these stars are
aligned. I'll
tell
you stories that will make you cry. Really, really, really. And so that started the process of, you know, a 3.5 year process. I submitted 3 applications to ICASA, each one different and each one served its own purpose. And it resulted in a radio station. And I knew that I was either laying the foundations for somebody else or we were going to get the license by the time we got, by the time the third application came along. And either one was okay with me.
Okay, so that is absolutely mind-blowing. Your mom tells you to do something, you actually do it. Not that I know anybody who's ever done what their mothers have told them to do, but that just gets us the license. That doesn't give us any of the skill set that you need to run a radio station. Not just to run a radio station, to establish a radio station, whatever this funny box is called that Craig plays on every day. I don't even know what it's called.
This is called a desk or a controller console.
Yes, well, exactly. And how does one learn to use it? And where did you acquire the skill set?
So the first application, it took me 5 weeks to put together. And I would listen to anybody and everybody who had something to teach me about radio. But I was very selective in what I, of the information that I took from them because.
Were people prepared to share, Kathy? Were they?
Yes.
Not proprietal about.
No, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I went and I spent 3 days at Centec. And with that 3 days at Centec, you know, they taught me. They taught me what's the difference between an AM and a FM frequency? How does the frequency actually work? What does it mean when you're talking about the shadow of the mountain?
Yes.
So that was the start of it. I mean, and everybody really was very, very helpful. I also contacted radio people like John Burks, Stan Katz. You know, they were all very, very
Hello,
willing.
I'm Kathy Kaler. I don't know anything about radio. I'm going to start a community radio station. Will you talk to me? Is that how the conversation went?
So it's quite interesting. I mean, people who really wanted to help us came to the party and helped us. You know, there was a guy by the name of Alex Moraney, who unfortunately recently passed away. The man was a marketing genius. He also had incredible connections to all different people. He introduced me to a guy by the name of Kanthan Pillay, who at that time was station manager for YFM. And I said to him, look, my biggest challenge is that the community, they can't support a Jewish radio station because they can't hear what a radio station would sound like. And he said, you know what? Here are our studios. You put together people and put together a demo so that it will give the community a sound of what a Jewish radio station would sound like. That was a game changer in terms of community support. The other thing that was and what's so ironic about that is that the engineer who put that demo together for us, it was his last job before he became operations manager at YFM. And today he works for Chai FM. His name is Mike Penny.
Wow, says you, and I've got goosebumps as you're talking. Kathy, I want to go to the SMS line for a moment because, it's starting to wake up. Rene Ackerman from Israel says, hello, Kathy and Simon. Mazal tov ve mazal tov. Kathy, I love you. You are such an inspirational person and a highly, highly, highly intelligent human being. And thanks to you, when you vacated your position at Arachim for Chai FM, I got your job. Who knew that? I didn't know there was a bit of nepotism going on there and job inheritance. Not to be outdone, Simon, I love you too. Thank you, Rene. Thank you for your loyalty in the afternoons. I absolutely love it. Look forward to everything. Janine B says, just sent a name. Philip says, huge mazal tov, Kathy and the Chai family. From current to controversial to religion and humor, Chai FM has matured. May you go. Me'e chayil el chayil.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Onwards and upwards. From strength to strength.
Yeah, that's Kathy Kaler.
Thank you very, very much. If you want to send through your messages, you can on 34519. And you can also telegram us on 061-895-1019. I'm Kathy Kaler.
I'm Simon Anstey.
And it's Chai FM's birthday, so we've taken over the airwaves. We will be playing you a whole lot of messages that have come from all different walks of life. So just stay with us. We'll be right back.
Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
A new world is opening for people who struggle to hear in noisy environments. At Frank Solomon Hearing Center, we have the latest Swiss hearing aids that will enable you to not only hear better in noisy environments, but also hear better on your cell phone. At Frank Solomon Hearing Center, we guarantee that your hearing will improve or your money back. Contact Frank Solomon Hearing Center on 011-849-6256 or find us online at Frank Solomon Hearing.
Hi there, this is David Harris. I used to bring you the terror report on a Monday morning. First of all, I just want to say that I'm delighted, thankfully, that the level of terrorism has come down enormously over the last couple of years, which is something that we should all celebrate together and hope that will continue forth. Much more importantly, congratulations on 12 amazing years. This is a wonderful, professional, brilliantly run radio station, and it's been an absolute privilege to be a tiny, tiny, tiny part of it. Congratulations, Mazal Tov, and here's to the next 12.
Clipper Properties is your one-stop property shop. Operating in the northern and eastern suburbs, we are the specialist in rental, sales and property management. Our combined experience of 75 years enables us to assist landlords and tenants with all their property needs. Call us on 011-483-1265 or visit us at clipperproperties.co.za and let our professional team assist you. Clipper Properties, for your complete property peace of mind.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Kathy Kaler.
And I'm Simon Anstey.
And it's Chai FM's 12th birthday today, so we've taken over the airwaves until 11 o'clock. And just look out for the competition that we've got. You hear the party horn sound, you give us a call on 0101 40 30 20. And let's go to the lines right now. Good morning, who are we speaking to?
This is Achamor. I think Simon knows me very well by now.
I also know you, Achamor.
I have got the biggest...
I was even on air a couple of times.
Got the biggest smile on my face, Achamor, for the first time. You've got a voice. You're not a note on a piece of paper. How fantastic to speak to you. Absolutely, absolutely. The one person in the country who chooses to call himself a donkey.
Yes, that's something from the Hebrew, Achamor. And it's an old saying from when I was younger. I was always called a donkey for some reason. Probably because I'm very obstinate.
Oh, my gosh. So, Achamor, why are you calling us?
I heard the horn, and I jumped out of my seat here.
Yay! Awesome. So, Achamor, I'm going to call you back a little bit later to get all your banking details, and well done to you. You have won that 500 rand.
And let me just say, in Hebrew... as they say in Israel.
Toda lecha. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Oh, that was special. Wow. Thank
Shalom.
You.
God bless. Bye bye. Bye. Isn't that nice?
That is better than nice. That is absolutely wonderful. And yeah, if there's any questions that you want me to pose to Kathy, because this is your opportunity, we with you for the next hour and a half, 34519. That's the SMS line or Telegram, 0618951019. Don't miss the chance. She's right in front of me. I can ask her anything, and she's promised to answer. Truthfully.
I have promised to answer. So, you know, it's quite interesting, the process of, I think that in life it's important that whatever we go through, that we are able to reflect back and see what it is that we've taken from the process. So as I explained to you, I did the first application, and that was for the frequency 89.1 FM.
Okay.
It was what was available. And what had happened is that's actually the frequency for Alex FM. And they had, their license had lapsed. So they had to reapply. And while they were reapplying, not that anybody else could have used that frequency.
All right.
It gave me a foot in the door with ICASA to say, we're here, Jewish community.
Registering interest.
Exactly.
Okay.
Second application, I thought, well, you know what? They're busy drafting a new law. It's called the Electronic Communications Act. And let me apply for a one month license that we can do it. And let's do it for the month of Elul. And so for the month of Elul 2007, or 2006 actually, thought, let's just see what we can do for the community. You know, let's bring the community, get everybody ready for the High Holy Days. It'll be on a different level. And every day I was phoning ICASA. It was getting later and later and later and closer to our broadcast date. Eventually, I think it was 3 or 4 days before we were due to go on air, I still hadn't heard from them. They kept saying, it's with the councillors. I got in my car and I went to ICASA and I said, right, I am not leaving these offices until I have an answer.
Okay.
Yes or
yes.
No.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Very quickly I hear clop, 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 coming down the corridor at ICASA. Uh-huh. And she said, look, I'm very sorry, but that frequency has been given to 702
ooh,
as their FM
the big
frequency.
Boys. Mm-hmm.
So I made another phone call. And I phoned a gentleman who I have the utmost respect for.
I think I have a pretty good idea
yep.
Where that call was made to.
It was made to Izzy Kirsch.
Yep, that's what it was.
And I said, how can this happen? You know, I was told that these special event licenses are never turned down. How can it be that 702 took this frequency? And he said, well, what can I do for you? And I said, teach me the model. I don't want to have to reinvent the wheel. And so he arranged for me to go and get mentored by a lady by the name of Terry Folkvane, who was the CEO of Prime Media at the time. And it was absolutely fascinating. I mean, she taught me that for every hour of talk radio, because we are a talk station, you have to have 5 people. You've got your presenter, you've got your content producer, you have got your engineer who's sitting next to me here. This is Craig, who's been with us from day one at
NCABC.
Really?
Gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got stories.
You don't look that old, Craig.
He dyes his hair. You need to have a call screener and you need to have an engineer. That's five people. It makes talk radio very expensive. I've revolutionized that because, or certainly for High FM. I've said, why it doesn't make sense that the person who's putting the content together and with all the knowledge is not the same person who's delivering it.
Okay. Yes, that makes a whole bunch of sense.
Right. The presenters have to have the knowledge, and even better if they're able to get it themselves. So that was quite revolutionary in terms of talk radio. What was so interesting about that is that there was a young woman by the name of Bronwyn Nesbitt. She was producing John Robbie at the time. And she hunted me down through the community, as producers are able to do. And she phoned me, she said, I want to work for you. I'm still in contact with
the stars
Bronwyn
aligned
today.
And what you needed came to you as you needed it. Kathy, I just want to take a break for a second and go to the SMS line because, again, beautiful messages coming through fast and furious. And thank you. Please keep them coming this morning. Congratulations, says Michael, on 12 years. Kathy, although I missed the SABC studio, I was your first interviewee at Ray Dean. Been on text ever since. Hatzlacha. And then, I don't know, Michael, then you got your typing went a little bit funny, so I lost the end of that one. And then also, wonderful, wonderful, loyal listener, Benjamin DeVette. Hello, dear Kathy and Simon. The two of you together are my broadcast dream team. But then Howard and his co-hosts are a close second.
Don't tell Howard.
That,
he's not sensitive
Benjamin.
About these things at all.
Happy days. Hopefully, the two of you will be together again in the not-too-distant future. But yes, dear Kathy, I know that running a station is a business with responsibility. Love the station. And message from you at Sprint. Mazel tov from all at Sprint. And I left you out, Karen. You actually started it all this morning, as you do generally in the afternoon. Hi, Kathy and Simon. Great to have you both. Looking forward to a good 2 hours. Happy birthday. So thank you so much.
Thanks for all of those messages.
Absolutely reveling in this. David Kushner. Wow, 12 years. Happy birthday, Chai FM. Well done, Kathy Kayla. Best regards, David Kushner.
Thank you. So it's interesting. It's interesting how you meet people along the way and they become part of your story. During the application process, I obviously couldn't work, you know, full time anywhere because I had to drop everything at the drop of the hat.
So how did you live?
Hand to mouth and from miracle to miracle. I cannot express. I'll tell you a story, Simon. But just remind me, I've got to tell you. But David Kushner is one of those people who I met all those years ago and who has become a service provider to Chai FM, that when we did our recent renovations, he's got a company called Unibyte, and they helped us with the wiring and with the with everything. They've been unbelievable. And these are contacts from years and years and years ago who, you know, nothing that we ever experience or anyone that we ever meet is just random. It's not Simon and Steve. Simon's got to laugh about this.
No, I got to laugh. I love
gonna, you. Either that or he's going
to
cry.
No, there's always a spiritual dimension to everything that you do, and I respect that and I love that. I wish I had it. I don't. But yeah, lovely. And that's what I love about Chai, is there's space for you and there's space for me and there's space for all of us. And that, yeah, oh gosh, Kathy, I'm jumping around a bit. But just let me ask you also, dealing with the Jewish community, it's not the same as dealing with the Italian community or the Greek community or the Portuguese community. We are so opinionated and we are so different in our religiosities and our non-religiosity and our secularness. How do you navigate and find the balance? Or do you?
Well, we have a board. We have a board, and every single Jewish organization sits on that board.
Oh, really? So it's an absolute representation everybody, of the community, from Zionist Fed.
No, there's no question. And that's also regulated by ICASA. And I think that is one of the most valuable things that ICASA has ever given us, is regulation. As hard as regulations are and keeping to a standard, you know, we are regulated. And I think that it is important. You know, and also our listeners hold us to account. You know, they push us to be better, be more interesting, be more engaging, What, Simon?
No, Renee's giving me stick now. Renee from Israel. I knew this was coming. Simon, everything in capital letters is spiritual capital letters. Get with it, says Renee.
I'm with Renee.
I know you're with Renee, and I know that that's what Renee thinks, and that's what I love about you guys, because, yeah, I love that spirituality in that part of you guys.
Yeah. All right, so can I just tell you a story?
Yeah.
Okay, very quickly. So second application, we obviously didn't get. That was given to 702. You know, can we take some music? And afterwards, I'll tell you what happened with the third application, and I've got some miracle stories for you. Stay with us. You're on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Kathy Kayla.
I'm Simon Anstey.
And this is the Chai FM birthday edition. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to message us, you can on 34519. That's the SMS line. You can send us a telegram on 061-895-1019. And also listen out for the party horn, because that's coming up in the next hour as well. And that number to dial is 01 01 40 30 20, and you'll be taking home 500 rand if you're the first caller. So stay with us.
Chai FM, one nation, one station.
Hi,
David Aronovitz here. The Call of Bookshop is open for you. You can call us for all your book needs, and we will have them ready for your pickup. Our new site will be up and running soon, so please send us your email and sell details to stay in touch with our latest books. Send to colobooks@gmail.com. Lots to read, lots to learn. We are always there for you. Have a wonderful day.
This is David Zimmerman from Advanced Plumbers. To me, in a nutshell, Chai FM means happiness. 24 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Need to fill up? Experience top-class friendly service at Energy Filling Stations with approved quality petrol and diesel products. We can't wait to welcome you corner Louis Botha Avenue and Louis Road or at one of our other 34 stations. Energy, helping you find joy in every journey. For your nearest energy outlet, visit www.ener-gi.co.za.
Happy birthday, Chai FM. 12 wonderful years indeed. It has been wonderful to be interviewed and supported by such a beautiful radio station that have taken care of the arts and supported the arts so beautifully. We thank you for the wonderful support for Mzansi Ballet and the South African International Ballet Competition, and wish you many, many, many more years. With love from Dirk Badenhorst, the CEO of South African International Ballet Competition and the director of Mzansi Ballet, currently staging The Queen Show.
Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's 18 minutes to 10. This is the special 12th birthday edition of, and I've made this up, the Morning Meander Show with, me and Kathy. We're meandering, we've overdrived, we've balaganned in the bokeh, and now we're meandering into our 12th birthday. Please keep your messages coming, because, it is just awesome and fantastic and wonderful and heartwarming to read them. 34519, that's the SMS line, or Telegram 061-895-1019. Going to play a quick game with Kathy. It'll be not 20 questions, it's one question. If Karen were to write in requesting us to play a certain musical artist,
We are not playing Mazel and Brucha.
Okay, no, how we did that already, but which artist would it be?
Oh, she wants Omer Adam. Oh,
there you go. Kathy won the competition. 10 out of 10 to Kathy, because Karen wrote in a minute ago saying, please play, you got it, Omer Adam. Although, enjoyed the song that we just played for you as well, which was ridiculously appropriate. It was Benny Friedman and a song called Todalecha, giving thanks. And my goodness me, do we have reason to give thanks today?
There's so many fantastic Israeli artists. I remember the very first message that we ever got. Just to give you context, 2008, Chai FM was granted the license, right? After phoning ICASA every day, has it happened? Because we were the first radio station to apply on the new electronic, under the new Electronic Communications Act. That final application, so let me take a step back. They had phoned me. ICASA had phoned me to say, we've got, you know, we're inviting you to apply. We're letting you know. And you'll be the first station to apply under the Electronic Communications Act. Could you come and fetch the application? The application was probably, I don't know, about 15 pages.
Okay.
And I realized something is that it's never about the piece of paper that you get at the end that says license. It's everything that you learn along the way and the people that you meet. And that final application, I actually pushed in a shopping trolley.
That's no how way. Many. Really?
It was 32 files.
At least you had something to show for your work.
Lever. Just the printing was 10,500 rand.
No.
But understand that I hadn't been working. And when ICASA had phoned me to apply, I said, okay. And I think I had 20 rand petrol in my little old Skorokoro car.
Yeah.
And I drove off to Sandown where they used to be. And I picked it up and I got home. My children were at school and I just leant back against my front door and I clutched these papers to my chest and I had words with God and I said, I don't have the money for this. You know that I don't even know where the next meal is coming from. So here's the deal. I will do the typing, but you've got to sort out the finance. And I meant every word of it, that I was not having anything to do with the finance. About 5 weeks later, I got a phone call from a couple who said, we've read about you and, you know, in the news, and we want to meet you. Can you come and meet with us? My kids were with their father for that weekend, and that Sunday afternoon I went and I met with them. They've always wanted to remain anonymous, so I'm going to honor that. And I went and I spent the Sunday afternoon with them. And when I left, you know, they were just talking about ideas and trying to understand my vision for a Jewish radio station. And when I left, he came to me and he said, any money that you need for this radio station application, there will be a check waiting.
Isn't that remarkable?
It came to 38,000 rand and a few cents.
Which you clearly didn't have.
I didn't even have food. Well, I did have food, but I didn't have money to buy food for my kids. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There were community organizations that were unbelievable and helped support me. And I suppose that it was fitting that we have the relationship now that we do with community organizations like Yad Aaron. Yad or Aaron helped feed me and my children. And we are so blessed to have the community organizations that we do.
Wow, Kathy, what a story. Hey, talk about being focused and single-minded and driven, because this wasn't going to happen any other way. I'm unfortunately one who would have given up my car was needing petrol.
But Simon, if I was doing it for myself, I also would have given up. When you work for a greater good and a greater cause and for the benefit of somebody else, you are able to tap in to resources that I guarantee you.
You didn't know that you had.
You don't know you have.
Okay. So Karen says, amazing story, Kathy. We all see Hashem so much. And that's exactly what your story just illustrated now. Ivy writing in via Telegram says, hi, Kathy. Chai FM has come such a long way in 12 years. Wishing Chai FM a very happy 12th birthday and many, many more years of bringing us happy listening and all the current Israeli news. The only media to bring us factual news.
Thank you.
And then there was something else from Michael. Because, yeah, Michael, your typing went a little weird, to say the least.
Don't type and drive, darn it.
Exactly. And the word you were trying to get out was Hatzlacha Rabbah. Ah, now that makes sense. That's a lot of luck and to greater heights. Kathy, thanks for challenging the system and making a difference to so many people, especially the elderly sitting at home. And that's from Mike Lubo. And once again, just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful message. Renee Ackerman weighing in again, saying, Kathy, I remember your anxiety. I went through it with you over the delay of your radio license, your struggle, and I salute you. And that's from Renee.
Thanks, Renee. You know, it had been months and months and months, and it had to be tabled by Parliament. The frequency 101.9 Chai FM wasn't on something called the frequency map. And so when Centec located that for me, because I said, look, we've got pockets of the community here and here and here and here, and I showed them the map of Johannesburg. I said, I need a frequency that's going to reach all of those places. And they had to find the frequency, and they found the last frequency available, and that's 101.9 Chai FM, which are, like, there's like a whole mystical explanation behind that. That's not even coming from me. That's coming from rabbis and rabbitsons who tell me about the numbers of the 119. Anyway, but after this 8 months, I thought, you know, whether we get the license or we don't, I've either, as I said earlier, I've either laid the foundations for somebody else or we're going to get it. And either way is fine for me, because I feel like I've played my role and I've played my part.
Yeah.
And so I thought, but I need to know what I personally have taken from this process. And so I sat down at my desk one night. My children were sleeping. They were still little. And I wrote a list of all the things that I have learned through the process. Can I read that
list
to you?
Oh, wow. Absolutely, you can.
So these are the things that I had learned along the way. And I needed to write them down, because I do write and I needed to acknowledge it for myself. So I learned that it's not just about obtaining the piece of paper at the end of it's what one learns during the process, and that life is a lot like starting a radio station.
Wow, okay.
I learned that passion for a cause will keep one going long after the caffeine has run out.
Yes.
I learned that joy is infinitely greater when working towards the greater good. I learned that when one hands troubles over to God, the solution will come, and when it does, it will surpass one's greatest expectations. I learned that Jews come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, and we're all connected anyway. I learned that miracles really do happen to each of us. We just have to open our eyes and minds to the possibility. I've learned that help comes in the blink of an eye and often from the most unexpected places. I learned that a prayer from the heart, in one's own words, is more powerful and effective as a tool. I learned that saying no to one's children doesn't mean we don't love them. It just reinforces the boundaries they need to grow. And it is the same with God. God sometimes tells us also no. I learned that everybody has troubles, and I would rather have mine than someone else's. I learned that in the battles we lose, we learn the tactics that enable us to win the war. I learned how proud I am to be part of this nation. And I learned that Jews are like different instruments in an orchestra. We are capable of making something good when we recognize and love one another, no matter what. And I wrote that.
Are you happy also, now? You've completely destroyed me.
I'm sorry. I can see those tears welling up in your eyes.
And Janine B is with me on the same. Kathy, my eyes are leaking. Massive mazal tov to
you.
You can't make that up. I mean, that is absolutely sincere and a complete reflection of a process that you went through and that's given us all this.
Do you know what I mostly learned, Sam? I learned how to fall in love with the community, and I really do. I love this community. Our Jewish community, I love our South African community. I would not have it any other way. South Africans are unique and special. Wherever we go in the world, people recognize us. We remain ex-South Africans, even when we've been living overseas for 20, 30, 40, 60 years. After writing this list, it kind of gave me closure. And the next day, I got a phone call from ICASA to say,
no way,
we
here's
are
your
very
license.
Proud. And very pleased to inform you that Chai FM has been granted a license.
Absolutely miraculous. I'm gonna take you to day one of the first broadcast, but I'm gonna hold that over for
a little later.
That's
some
what
music?
I was gonna say. I think we need a music break, and then we're gonna go to day one, minute one, second one of broadcast one.
All right. If you want to engage with us, you want to send through messages, I would love to hear from you. And as with Simon, I'm sure Simon.
Without a doubt. That's why we're sitting here.
34519 is the text line. You can also send us a telegram on 061-895-1019. I'm Kathy Kayla.
I'm Simon Anstey.
And this is 101.9 Chai FM, the birthday edition.
Come up this morning, I hear my children laughing as they play. The trees start singing without warning. It's gonna be a wonderful day. You know I got no patience for complaining, to stop and fetch about all the bills I have to pay. 'Cause even when there should be sunshine but it's raining, my feet will dance me to the kretzma anyway. So manishma, katila, the blessings, they're coming, but you keep on running. Just stop and sing. Raz, ba, tri, harasho, harasho, slava Bogu, harasho. Life is good, life is great, it's a chance to celebrate. Harasho, harasho, it's a party, it's a ball, and ain't nothing gonna get me down at all. Harasho, harasho, slava Bogu, harasho. Life is good, life is great, after love is all the hate. Dreary, or if your pot of borscht has gotten boiled, before you go and start to get all sad and teary, is a very special lesson to be learned. Because not only when the sun is out and shining, or when you're acing everything you try to do, the master plan is more than just a silver lining. It's a golden world created just for you. So how are the kids? We hope for the day when the whole world will stand up and say, Harasho, harasho, slava bogu, harasho. From the bottom of my heart, from the finish to the start. Harasho, harasho, life is holy, life is pure. And every note I sing it's you, I'm singing for. Harasho, harasho, slava bogu, harasho. For the blessings in my life, for my Asia's highest wife. Harasho, harasho, every hour, every day, every breath I have, I'll use only to pray.
Hundreds of thousands listening in over 80 countries, sharing the same goals as you, the same vision, the same values. Thank you for staying with us. Here's to you. Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hi, this is Anthony Reich, wishing Chai FM a very, very happy 12th birthday. Mazal Tov on 12 wonderful years. I'm very proud to have been associated with the radio station since 2009. And it really doesn't seem that long when you think about it, because we've had such a lot of fun and so many great experiences together. For me, Chai FM presents a few different aspects. First of all, the opportunity to work with an incredibly dedicated bunch of people. The team of Chai FM are so loyal to their task of serving the community and wishing to share all that they have and can share with the listeners out there. It's given me the opportunity to share my passion for Israel, for what Israel means to all of us, and to reflect that onto those people who wish to listen, and also to allow myself to present what I think is a slightly different view of what goes on in Israel from the view that one sees in the mainstream press, in all its forms, whether it be good or bad or slightly indifferent, but to present Israel and the state of Israel for what it truly is, rather than for the spin that is often presented in the press. And Chai FM presents to me the opportunity to share my views with an incredibly loyal group of listeners, people who really want to know the truth, people who are really interested to hear from the street level what's happening in Israel, and not necessarily agree with everything that Israel does, but certainly to listen to it and to be prepared to be open enough to take in views which are perhaps slightly different from the ones that they're being fed from the mainstream press. So Chai FM has been a very important concept to me, and a very important group of people to me, a family of listeners, of the team members, of all of those involved, and I very much welcome the opportunity to have been involved for so long. Mazel tov to all of you, the team, and of course, let's hope that this will continue for many, many years to come.
It's not easy getting a real sense of how your employees are feeling. With teams working in remote locations, it becomes a massive challenge. Synthesis Software Technologies has developed a platform called Pulse, which is a unique solution that helps you connect with your team. Pulse allows you to send out internal surveys and quick check-ins. Email us at info@synthesis.co.za to see how Pulse can be designed for your organization's specific needs. Keep your finger on the pulse. Synthesis, your technology partner.
Hi, my name's Evan Urison, and I hosted the AllJet Business Development Show for around 5 years from the humble beginnings of Chai FM at the Auckland Park Studios, through to its studios in Glen Hazel. And just as I'm really proud to be associated with the radio station, I think it's really an educational, informative and inspirational radio station for the Jewish community, both in South Africa and internationally. And I think it's gone a long way to transform the Jewish community in South Africa. So I just wanted to say a big happy 12th birthday to Chai FM, and many more years of broadcasting through South Africa and to the entire world. Happy birthday.
Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. So weird to be saying good morning, not good afternoon. But how wonderful, because they say a change is as good as, I don't know what it is. What do they say? A change is as good as a holiday.
Holiday, yeah.
That's what they say. Yeah, so this is the 12th birthday anniversary special broadcast this morning with me, Simon Anstey, and
Kathy Caleb.
And yeah,
so nice to be back with you. I have to tell you,
it's crazy, Kathy. And there I was thinking, oh my goodness me, we've got 2 hours. It's a long time to fill, and I'm so aware that we are not going to get through a third of what we need to get through this afternoon. So I'm going to give you the numbers to contact the studio again. It's 34519, or Telegram is 061-895-1019. But what I really want to do
is, but before
that,
we've got a competition coming up. You've got to listen out for the party horn sound.
Absolutely.
And when you hear it, you have to call 01 01 40 30 20,
and because Kathy in true Kathy style is giving away all our birthday party money to you.
Sorry about that,
there
Simon.
There went my party.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, there are a whole bunch of questions that I'm sure so many people would love to ask, and I'm in the incredible position that I get to ask them to you. So as long or as short as your answers will be, here
they
come.
I think they've probably been too long.
Here they come.
Yeah. Because I guess I would have lost interest long ago. Okay.
Broadcast one, day one, studio one, I've just learned, is in Auckland Park.
Is ABC, memories six do you floors have? Underground.
Oh, goodness, in a bunker.
Okay, so
Jewish radio station in a bunker. That is good, yeah.
I launched a radio station in one of the worst global financial crises the world has ever seen.
Of course you did.
October 2008 was, and we had to be on air, so had secured funding by the June of 2008. We've got October 2008 global financial crisis. All of a sudden, nobody's, you know, the banks are not looking at sureties, they're not looking at guarantors, they're not looking at letters of comfort, they're not, it doesn't matter who, where the money's coming from, they're not interested.
Sure.
The bank says, we will match you rand for rand, because it was always a loan, it was never give us money to start a radio station, it was always a loan basis. And the incredible human being who offered, well, who actually agreed to put up the funding, I had to go and see him and say, look, this is what the bank has said. Well, people have money tied up in investments and
of
all of that.
Do.
And he said, you know, we'll give you,
yes,
said, we'll give you a loan of 500,000 rand, which is incredibly, incredibly generous. But I needed another six bar more. I needed another 6 million. It was, the requirement was 6.5 million. So.
I'm stunned there was that kind of requirement. Stunned.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Listen, to build radio studios is not a joke,
wow,
Simon.
Right.
I mean, we had one piece of glass that was, I think just that piece of glass was 40,000 rand. It had to be bulletproof because it was on an outside wall, you know, and with the threat, you know, the terror threat and threat to the Jewish community, we could not take that chance. So, I mean, just one piece of glass, the equipment. I mean, the equipment that you are looking at now, this plus what's in our server room, plus what's going to be in the new studios. I mean, you're looking at about 2.5 million rands worth of equipment.
You know, in the middle of a global financial crisis in 2008.
Exactly.
All right. Yep. So take me to broadcast one day, 1/6 foot under.
Okay. So, the studios weren't going to be ready by the time that we had to get on air in December. So, spoke to SABC, and the SABC had, they were moving the old SAFM, well, SAFM, they were moving them upstairs to the main foyer. If you've been to the SABC building, you'll know that you walk into this big foyer and there's all the radio stations there. And the old SAFM studios were due to be renovated and dismantled. But the SABC was built for apartheid. Or it was built during apartheid years.
They built it properly, right?
Minus six.
Wow.
We went six floors underground, and that's where the studios were. It was like a labyrinth.
Yes.
And, I mean, I was just grateful that after 2 weeks I actually found my way to the studios. Because
it's gone AWOL, she can't get out of the building.
It was crazy. It was really crazy. And that's where we started doing our broadcast. And our very first message was from a listener who said that she was driving in Alex.
Yes.
On London Road.
Yes.
With a bucky full of workers listening to Hebrew music. And she felt like she was in Israel. And that was one of the first messages. And her name's Michelle, and she still listens to us.
Isn't
she still listens to us?
Absolutely remarkable. Yeah, so from day one, was the format kind of there already? Did we have Rabbonim? Did we have
Yeah. The format was already determined during the licensing program. So
yeah, absolutely. All right, now these are going to be slightly more controversial. But
hold on, day one broadcast.
Yes.
We went in for training to the SABC, and while we were training, we didn't know that the guy who was meant to train us, we had been training with Boston, Boston City Campus, and we had been using like Coke bottles as microphones,
okay,
right?
Yes.
There was everybody, because none of us had been on air
nothing.
Before. None of us.
What a chutzpah.
Yes. And, all right, let's go to the lines. I'll tell you that. I'll finish that story in a minute. Hello, who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Lauren.
Hello, Lauren. How are you?
Oh, good, and you?
All right, thank you. Why are you calling us?
Because I heard the horn, and it's your 12th birthday, and I love your radio station.
You're amazing, Lauren. Okay.
I love it.
So, Lauren, you've just earned yourself $500 in cash.
Woohoo!
Yay! Woo! Exactly. And on Black Friday as well. So we will get that money to you today, and I will call you personally later to get all your details.
Kathy, thanks for a beautiful show. We love it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lauren. And thanks for the call. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Shabbat shalom. God bless. Bye-bye. Isn't that nice?
No, again, hugest smile on my face. Wonderful, wonderful to be a part of this. But, yeah, we were talking about day one broadcast while you're talking into Coke cans to practice.
Exactly. Coke bottles, because they were like a little,
they're more,
you know,
like mics.
Anyway.
Right.
And, I was never meant to be on air.
Really?
Yes. But when we lost the funding, I had to phone 45 people who were expecting to be paid presenters, and say, look, would you be willing to work for the first 6 to 9 months as a volunteer? And out of 45 people, 41 people said yes.
Wow.
And that's why we have a radio station.
That really, really is incredible.
No, you need to understand, you know, it's just, the Torah tells us, Simon, that every generation gets the leadership that they deserve. Well, you know what? This community got the radio station that they deserve. And I cannot thank our people enough. The people who are here, the people who have been with us, the people who started with us, the professionals, just, it's all come together in a beautiful, beautiful choreographed ballet, and every person brings their own thing. So thank you.
Janine B. weighing in via telegram saying, all of us at P Block and Company would like to wish Chai FM a very happy birthday and an abundance of Hashem's blessing. In honor of your 12th birthday, we'd like to gift you 1,200 filtered masks to share as you wish.
Oh my
Mazal Tov. I wasn't expecting that. As I'm reading, so the words are translating into meaning. That is incredible, Janine B.
That's from P Block and Company. Yeah. That is.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That's really incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And another message, heartiest Mazel Tov to you, Kathy, and all the Chai FM team on this incredible milestone of 12 years since the birth of your amazing Jewish radio station. Kol HaKavod to you, and may you continue to grow from strength to strength. My fondest wishes, and that is from Marion Sachs.
Thank you, Marion.
Another message from Ilana saying, happy birthday, so proud of you, and Shabbat Shalom. And Gimple, my afternoon man, where's he gone? I've lost the message. They're coming in too quickly. I loved listening to you on Chai FM today. Shabbat Shalom. And so it goes on. Sunyati, my conversation with I've lost the plot. I'm reading things that have got absolutely nothing to do with the subject matter at hand this afternoon. But
do you know that we share an anniversary with a very, very sad and tragic event?
No, I didn't
know
that.
It's almost like the flip side of the coin. As good as Chai FM is, that's how bad this event was. It's the Mumbai attacks. And we were in training. But nobody was reporting. At that time, the main source of news for Johannesburg was 702 and as a news station. And they weren't reporting on the Jewish angle of the Mumbai attacks because, of course, it was the hotel and it was the synagogue. It was the Mumbai synagogue where the most heinous things were done to the rabbis who were sitting there in front of their gemaras, learning Torah. And they were murdered. They were slaughtered. And that is the event that we share a birthday with.
So when he has his bar mitzvah...
And that actually compelled me to... It happened on the Friday. On the Thursday night. And I had gone to shul that Saturday, and I heard people saying, you know, this is what happened here, and they were okay. And then other ones, the details just weren't coming through about the community. And I thought, why has God given us this license if we're not meant to talk about it?
Yes.
And that Sunday, we actually put out a special broadcast, and that was our first official broadcast. There was nobody to actually host it, and so I did. And spoke to the chief rabbi, spoke to Rabbi David Macinta, spoke to experts overseas who could actually give us the details that no other radio station was. And from that was like our
on
switch.
Talk about being relevant. Talk about.
And after that, we still had to do the training. So after that, we were doing dry runs. But that was our very first broadcast.
Kathy, probably a gazillion answers to this question, but if I could ask you to kind of try and identify your most meaningful moment on air.
Gosh, Simon, millions.
Too many.
Millions.
Okay, I thought maybe you would have difficulty with
millions.
That.
Millions.
Because everything that we do is so relevant and important.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
All right, let me ask it differently. Was there a moment that left a massive impression on you that... somebody says to you, what was the one event, you know, that was it? I mean, it could be the Mumbai bombings fall under Aya.
Well, the one event that did what? That just left a big impression
Massive
on
Massive impression,
me.
Yes.
Gosh, again, there are so many instances, you know. Just,
I'm not doing
just,
very well here. She's been quite difficult this morning. What about your funniest
moment?
Okay. What about your funniest moment?
No, we're going to we'll get to the funniest.
Moment.
But, you know, when I realized that... Chai FM, you know, I remember going to, I went to gym and I was coming out and there was a guy sitting in his car with his radio up and I could hear him listening to Chai FM and he was sitting in his car in his gym clothes. He couldn't get out of his car to go inside because he was listening to whatever interview or whatever it was. And I just thought this is having an impact. You know, and my prayer had always been, God, grant us the license, even if it is to make one, change one person's life for the better, it would be all worth it. The truth is, it's changed hundreds of thousands of people's lives for the better. But it just started with that one. And when you hear from rabbis and feedback from presenters who within their own sphere of influence are hearing messages, you know, of the solitary Jewish person who's living in some, you know, one horse town, and
yes,
Chai FM is their connection to the greater community. You know, and helps them develop their own relationship with God. That is what it's about. When I hear from Christians, from Muslims, from Hindus about developing a better relationship with God on their own terms, that's what it's about. And that's profound.
This isn't related to anything. It's just a conversation you and I had a couple of days back. I had an interaction with a rabbi who really impressed me. It was Rabbi Lipscott. Why not mention the name? And you mentioned to me that he had said something to you about the difference between interesting or of interest. I just, that stuck
right.
With
so Chai FM doesn't, we're not sensationalist. We don't broadcast the gossip. We broadcast what is in the interests of the community, rather than what is interesting to the community, because they're not one and the same.
And that was, yeah.
That came out in one of our board meetings. And an incredibly wise man is Rabbi Lipska.
Most embarrassing moment, Kathy Kayla. When did you completely blups it on air and make an
okay, so I haven't blupsed
what of yourself.
But I have to tell you the story, and I hope that you forgive me for telling the story.
I like where this is going. Go
on. Yeah. Okay. So we had, this was just a terrible moment. We had somebody who was doing an interview about a play that was in town called The Vagina Monologues.
Okay. Yes. Mm.
This woman sat, and the presenter asked her a question, and she answered back, and she used the C word on air. Oh, but goodness. Because of her accent, everybody thought that she was saying can't.
This is probably my most embarrassing moment on air.
That was pretty mortifying. And that was really when I wished that we had had like some kind of delay.
Yes, yes.
There have been some very funny moments though. The one day we had a newsreader, I won't give her name, but she was like quite ditzy. And we just couldn't find her for news. And the next thing, she's calling on Skype.
Yes.
Or maybe she wasn't well and she went home. In our old center where we were, where Moishe's is now, Moishe's Butchery,
yeah,
right, just down the road from us, that used to be a Woolworths. And what had happened was this newsreader had looked at her watch, seen that it was close to lunchtime, had gone down with her computer, with her laptop, to Woolworths, because once you got into that Woolworths, the queues were just ridiculous.
Yes.
And she had read news via Skype from the checkout queue.
No way.
At Woolworths.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
She preceded the rest of us. So we're all doing that now.
Yeah, our creatives are off the wall. Okay. But you've got to give space, which is why
why is Karen writing in to say the Gilad Shalit story was amazing? Did we do a particularly good job of reporting on that particular story?
Yes, we did. When Gilad Shalit was removed.
Was released. Before my time, that's why I'm asking
the
question.
Yeah.
Ari Kay saying, Mazel Tov Chai FM from all of us at Boston Media House. May you go from strength to strength in fulfilling such a critical need for the Jewish community.
Thank you so much. And you know what? It's because of advertisers like you, Ari, that we can do that. You know, you've got a great, great product. And, thank you very, very much to all of our advertisers. Thank you very, very much for supporting the community. Really.
Kathy, kind of rapid fire question to you today.
Oh, okay. Are we not going to take a song?
Yeah, let's do that.
Can we take
that.
A song and then you can come back with more questions. I won't even limit you to one more. This is a song that we actually had to have removed off the system, because in the early days, every single presenter wanted to play it. It's called Echod, meaning one, referring to God. Enjoy.
Aha, FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
This is Karen. It's an absolute privilege to have you guys in my life from 6 a.m. till late at night. A special thank you to Howard, Lindy, Kathy, and Simon for getting me through every single day during this lockdown. It hasn't been easy. May Hashem shower you with much bracha, and I just thank you. Lots of love, Karen.
Happy birthday, Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hello, my name is Taryn Hatzelson, and I'm the marketing manager at the Chevra Kedisha. Chai FM is such a wonderful platform for the Chev to get our message out to the community and to communicate all our activities which take place at the Chev. We really appreciate our partnership with Chai FM and Chai's service to the community. And of course, we want to wish Chai a big mazel tov on her 12th birthday and everything of the best from all of us at the Chev team.
Happy birthday, Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Darren Bergman, just wishing Chai FM everything of the happy birthday. For the last 12 years, we've been treated to nothing short of great Torah studies, great Israeli music, a lot of general knowledge, sports, Great news from all over the world. And, you know, our little Jewish radio station has pretty much had it all and does it all. And dare I say, it actually competes with some of the best morning shows, afternoon drives. And I must say that we do punch way above our weight, even in radio.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And, what did he say about weight? Am I just being oversensitive? Never mind. It's all lockdown.
Listen, that song, that last song that we played, what was
Echod.
That? Echod.
Echod, yeah.
Echod. Echod. Not Echad, Echod.
Echod.
You are so in touch with your inner shtetl. It is absolutely amazing.
Listen, at least mine isn't fenced in with barbed wire.
Barbed wire hidden far away. My Echod, Echod. But it was very lovely and very beautiful. And, got me going. I think we've got to be fair to the Mizrahim and bring in a bit of the other side as well.
Oh, but, really? Okay. So can I just, let you know, my name is Kathy Kaler.
Forget that bit. And my name is Simon Anstey.
And we've kind of hijacked these two shows because it is Chai FM's 12th birthday. And all these lovely messages coming in. Such lovely messages from Samantha. Nice to hear from you, Samantha. Just happy birthday, Chai FM. I discovered you during lockdown and you have been an absolute blessing in my life. Best radio station by far. Thank you very much, Samantha. You can stay.
So that's an example of a really good decision made by management, Kathy, because it would have been so much easier to say, you know what, this is just too hard. Lockdown radio station equals too difficult in COVID conditions. Let's just shut down. I mean, that would have been a logical, reasonable response to the pandemic.
But it goes against everything that we stand for. How do you make a decision like that if you are not going to be there for your listeners in their time when they need you most?
No, 100% right decision. You've got to put your decision.
But that's, you see, yeah, and I think that that's a challenge that we have with leadership, is where, you know, just generally, I think that the world has moved into a place where everything is me, I.
Yeah.
And, you know, what makes a leader is somebody who works and puts their own needs aside in order to fulfill the needs of others. And I think that that is, anywhere in the world today, you don't find leaders who do that.
Okay, let's lighten you up a little bit now. Take me to the interesting place of characters that you've had on over the last 12 years. Who stands out in your mind and why?
So many. So we actually had somebody who used to present a show. He used to come in with John Lennon glasses.
Okay.
Round John Lennon glasses. He used to sit back in the chair,
uh-huh,
put his feet on the desk, and talk about God. It was a rabbi.
Okay. Very funky rabbi.
Very interesting times. We've had some incredible, incredible people. I mean, one of the most flamboyant, multidimensional people that we have, and I miss her dearly to this day.
Yes.
Was the late Helen Hildermuth, who was just a character who was larger than life, and I had a personal relationship with her. She was so special, and she encouraged me, and as she did with everybody around her. That was the nature of her. And when we lost Helen, and when the community lost Helen, that was very, very hard. And it happened very, very suddenly.
Yeah. No, listen, I knew Helen as well personally, and what a loss to the community at large. Quirks, funny quirks. I'm thinking of Benji Shulman, who used to jump on jumping castles here in the corner.
Jumping castles. It's a trampoline.
Trampoline. Can you believe it? I bet you didn't know that. There's a trampoline in studio. What was the purpose of that exactly?
Okay.
Stress reliever or what?
No. So let me explain about the trampoline. You already
it's a spiritual dimension.
No,
it's
no.
coming.
Simon already knows this, but he wants me to explain this to you. So the first place that fatigue actually shows is in your voice.
I didn't know this. Tell me more. Amazing, yeah?
What did you think it was for?
I thought it was just a quirky sort of Kathyism. That's what I thought.
The first place that fatigue shows is your voice. Think of speaking to somebody late at night. Their voice, you can hear the fatigue, especially if they've had a very busy day. Now, if you're sitting and you're presenting a radio
show
for, you know, an hour or two or three, then you need to make sure that there's energy in your voice. And so when the minute you feel your energy levels dipping, you go and you jump on the trampoline. That's what it's for.
I did not know that. But that is something pretty amazing, because
one does as a presenter have a responsibility, and you can't bring your misery from the day into studio. You have an obligation to come in and flick that switch. And if that voice is a little down and fraught and tired,
you bring everybody else down with you.
You've got to bring it up. That's exactly what you have to do.
Yeah. And that's an amazing skill, right?
It's what you were saying earlier. It turns out on reflection that actually gives oneself much more than it gives anybody else, because it puts you in that really amazing place where you do, in fact, really leave it behind.
But you learn life skills. And, you know, part of being an adult is being able to check your baggage at the door.
Yeah.
And be in that moment and fulfill the role that you need to fulfill for that time. So we've actually received a voice note. And if you would like to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you as well. You can send a voice note if you're on Telegram, and that number is 061-895-1019. You can also send us an SMS on 34519. You can post on Facebook. That's the Chai FM Facebook page. It's 101.9 Chai FM. And, coming up in the next hour also, you've got that – you've got to listen out for that party horn. If you're the first caller through, you take home $500. Don't let it roll over. You claim that $500 for yourself right now. Well, in the next hour anyway, as soon as you hear the party horn. That number is 0101 40 30 20. 0101 40 30 20. All right, let's take a listen. Let's go to the voice notes.
To my dearest frequency and incredible folks at Chai FM. Guys, thank you so much for, without doubt, the most inspiring and meaningful and factual radio station on the planet. I literally wake up every morning listening to Howard and the team and go to sleep at night listening to the rabbis at 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank you so much for really changing my days. And again, happy, happy birthday. Chai FM, 12 years, representing the 12 months of the solar cycle. And the sun will burn for 1 to 5 billion more years. And so too may Chai FM shine and spread its magic for many years to come. Take care, God bless, and keep on broadcasting. Much love, Efraim Zaslansky.
Happy birthday, Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hi, I'm Benji Shulman, host of the New Boo Review on Chai FM. What does Chai FM mean to me? Well, I've been with the station for all 12 years, and what it really means to me is that on a Monday morning, the first thing that I get to do is interact with our amazing community of listeners and bring something interesting, entertaining, and hopefully insightful to the start of their week. Here's to another 12 years on Chai FM.
Happy birthday, Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hi, my name is Bruce Dennell, and I'm a journalist, a musician, and I've been fortunate enough to be involved in various capacities here and there at Chai FM, reviewing movies and being interviewed, playing some music live on air, and talking about popular science, about a magazine that I edit. And I am very, very grateful to have been involved. Well done to everybody for all the incredible hard work. To Kathy and all the different teams over the years. Guys have done an amazing thing with this radio station. I continue to be a great fan of the station, and I listen to it part of every day, and I look forward to doing so for many years to come. Mazel tov.
Happy birthday, Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Chai FM, it's your 12th birthday. I'm so excited to have been a part of the radio station, even if it's a tiny little part, coming and being interviewed and sharing my comedy with all of your fantastic listeners. So Chai FM has been such an integral part of my comedy and my career, and I wanted to say thank you and just a happy, happy 12th birthday. It's your bat mitzvah, which is fantastic. I can't wait to be there next year at your barmy. Maybe we'll do that in real life. But happy, happy birthday, Chai FM. I love you guys. Big, big love, Claudine Ullman Comedy.
Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time check for you at about 22 minutes to 11. And this is the birthday broadcast. 12 years. Yeah, that's right. 12 years of Chai FM. My name is Simon Anstey. I'm so, so privileged to be here this afternoon. And sitting opposite me is...
Kathy Kayla.
Yeah, the lady herself. Mm. The lady herself. I want to know, why are we all referring to Chai FM as having a bat mitzvah? Who decided it was a woman? And why isn't it having a bar mitzvah next year?
Because when you look at language... Radio is, it's female.
Is that so?
That is so. Craig agrees with me, right, Craig? The man of few words.
Oh my goodness me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kathy Kayla's Ulpan will be opening next week.
No, well, where... you know, you talk about opening. So, where we are now in the Biyachad building, we've got like quite a few offices on the second floor, and on the first floor we had a very, very large boardroom. There are a number of organizations that have been shifting around, changing in size, and so a lot of offices adjacent to us, six offices adjacent to us, became available, and we negotiated with the building management,
yeah,
and we have now taken over those six offices. And we have renovated, and what we have built, as you saw this morning for the first time,
yeah, absolutely,
is a second on-air studio, a second live studio, which is connected to an entertainment center or a live lounge where bands are going to be coming to perform, where press conferences, product launches, live shiurim, workshops, presentations, all of that happens, and everything that happens in that entertainment center goes out live on air. And when that podcast studio, a lot of people getting into recording their own podcasts. So we've also created a space where if you want to, you know, not related to Chai FM, if you want to record a podcast, that you can actually come and for a very nominal fee hire the facilities to record your podcast.
What an amazing, wonderful entrepreneurial idea. I've got to tell you, already in my mind, there's all sorts of things one can do with that. Really beautiful message from you, Didier. Thank you for that. Initially, it was the 5 a.m. teachings that brought me to Chai FM. Later, the morning mayhem and the afternoon drive show got me hooked. Blessings and thank you. And thank you to you, Didier, and Ronnie Hershevitz, weighing in as only Ronnie can, informing us that actually radio in Hebrew is male, which is why I was laughing so much, because we're going to have a bar mitzvah next year as well.
Can't we just stay female?
We can they it. We can they it and have both, I suppose. Yeah.
I'd be interested to know what your thoughts are. Do you think that we should have a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah? And if this is the start of the teenage years, you know, if we've just been developing this far, are we going to become rebellious? I don't know. I can't imagine Chai FM being rebellious. Can you?
No, not really. No, not at all.
I don't think it's really our brand.
No, absolutely. So, Kathy, I mean, let's get real about things, though. The Jewish community in Joburg, in South Africa as a whole, is decreasing. Is that a massive challenge, or do we just find alternative?
Well, the interesting thing is that while the numbers in South Africa might be, you know, shrinking or diminishing, overseas, our overseas listenership has just grown exponentially from all over. We get messages from China. We get messages from all over the place.
Which is absolutely remarkable, yeah. Because
and,
really
and where South
no
Africans go,
to,
they yeah. take us. They take us, with, you know.
Yeah, that is incredible. You know, I always looked at people like Rene who listen to us from Israel and are with us every day. And I'm thinking, isn't it incredible that that connection remains? But it's what you're saying. We take it with us.
Also, it's Chai FM's home. It's home, not just for me, but for all of our listeners. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's familiar. We know what to expect. We know that it's safe for the family to listen, that it's something that's going to take the conversation to a higher level, that we're going to come away feeling that we've gained something, not that we have lost, you know, part of our life listening to blah and rubbish.
No, fair enough.
You know, it's an opportunity to grow, to learn, and if just listen. I suspect that a lot of people listen just because it makes us feel so damn good about ourselves.
I like that. Best interview, Kathy?
Again, so many, but I do remember I interviewed a guy. Sure. There's a few. One of my favorite interviews was a guy by the name of Colonel Chris Hadfield.
Okay, don't know him.
Chris Hadfield is a commander of the space station. And he actually went with a guitar and he put out a whole David Bowie song where he was floating in space and playing his guitar and singing along to Space Odyssey, right, which he called Space Oddity.
Okay.
You can go and look it up. And I got to interview him. And what a remarkable man. And it's actually a philosophy that he had, that while we were talking about it, I thought, you know what, I want that. And it's called live like an astronaut. That's the philosophy. So when he was a kid, he was living in rural Canada, and he was outside on their farm, and he looked up at the stars, and they were listening to the radio at the same time where the where the moon landing was happening, and he was looking up at the moon, and he thought, one day I'm going to do that. And he let that guide his decisions throughout his life. So when he didn't want to get up for school in the morning as a 9-year-old child, he would say, what would an astronaut do? Would an astronaut want to stay in bed, or would an astronaut get up and go and get washed and ready and dressed and go to school?
Sure.
And that was what guided his decisions in terms of exercise, in terms of training. Eventually, he does his military training. He goes to he signs up with the US Air Force because that's what an astronaut would do, right? Out of the different choices. And he starts training. He gets a chance to work at NASA, as a test pilot. Now, do you know how test pilots test? Do you know what test pilots do?
I've seen them go round and round in those gravity things and pass out. I mean,
that's part of it. That's part of it. What they do is, in an aircraft, a test pilot will put an aircraft into a stall or into a situation where mechanically it's not working, and then work out what it is that has to be done in order to get it flying safely again, right? It's a very, very dangerous job.
Yeah.
And only the best of the best people are able to get that job. Anyway, so he becomes a test pilot, and he starts using the NASA swimming pool to train, because that's where they train astronauts. Do you know this?
No.
Astronauts train in swimming pools.
I didn't know.
Because of the weightlessness.
Makes sense.
And it helps them to customize to gravity and all sorts of things. Very similar, but it's not exactly the same. Anyway, so he's training, and there's a new group going up. And at the last minute, the captain for that particular voyage was not available to go. The only person on the planet who was able to go and fill the role of that captain was Chris Hadfield. Because he had lived his life like an astronaut, and he became an astronaut, and not only that, he became the commander of the space station. So that was really remarkable. And to hear him talk, that was incredible. Then there's also the people who have incredible stories that we don't often know about. So many years ago, I interviewed a gentleman by the name of Lionel Galinsky.
Yes.
Lionel Galinsky had polio as a child. And he was also absolutely dilly about cars. And the polio had unfortunately left him paralyzed from the waist down. And his father put him in the car and said, if you want to be a racing driver one day, you better learn to use your legs.
Oh, my goodness.
And he learned to use his legs. He eventually becomes a racing driver of stock cars here in South Africa. Meets the love of his life, or his wife, and at the age of 22, she says to him, "Well, it's me or the cars. I'm not prepared to lose you in a crash."
Okay.
So he gives up the racing drivers, and he decides now he wants to fly. And he
must have made her very happy.
Yeah, but he goes, he gets his pilot's license, and eventually becomes a commercial pilot for Comair.
Wow.
Or British Airways, I think it was. Anyway, whatever it was, and I just looked at this and I just thought, you know what, the human spirit is so much bigger than we think it is. And sometimes we can feel so overwhelmed by our problems and our challenges and our obstacles, but you know what, it just means that our spirit and our neshamas and our souls are bigger than what we realize.
So what I'm listening to is actually quite remarkable, because both those stories have massive amounts in common. I mean, they're basically the same stories, told through different people. And that just is just
so
you.
It's all
about
stories, Diamond.
No, but I'm thinking, because if you had to ask me what would have moved me the most over the interviews that I've done over the last 2 years or so, one was just a whole lot of fun, was Hanan Ben Ari, because I got to talk to an Israeli superstar in Hebrew, and I fudged and messed and molted and found my way through it, but it was absolute fun. But in terms of meaning and an experience that I will take with me to the end of my days has actually been very recently, has been in the wake of the Israeli-Emirati peace agreements, the ability to stretch out and bridge gaps and talk to Jonathan El Khoury or Hussein Abu Bakr to gain such valuable insights into the enemy. And it's just, I'm getting goosebumps as I speak to you. It's not the, it is just incredible. So I'm coming to it from a very different place from you. And that's exactly what I love about Chai, is that there's room for both of us. And having said that, can I go to the SMS line?
Of course you can. Please, my permission.
I came to Joburg in October 2011 from being in Durban for 21 years, newly widowed. Chai FM became my rock and kept me informed and has been my companion ever since. Happy birthday and wish you more. We need you. Thank you so much, Kathy. And unfortunately, that is unsigned. And Linda Warren, also an absolutely loyal listener. Hi, Kathy and Simon. Surely no one is happier than me for Chai FM. Found you by happy accident last year. The Morning Show, the IRR, Finding Human Stories, History, Music, Twilight Zone, Rabbi Talks, Recipes, Health, Comedy, Afternoon Drive, Dennis Prager. I love them all. Thank you. Remarkable.
Just remarkable.
Thank you so very much. And by the way, that unsigned message was from Nikki Arnold. 34519, that is the SMS line, or Telegram 0618951019.
It's almost time for us to get out of here because Janice Leibovitz is up next. Just remember that you need to listen out for that party horn because that's coming up in the next hour. And I really, really hope you win $500 on Black Friday. We'll get that money to you today. And I will phone you personally to get your banking details so that I can do that transfer today. So, just make a note of the number, 0101-403020. And Senator Pabetsi is standing by. She is standing by to take your calls when you hear that sound. It's a party horn sound. I didn't know that they were called party horns.
So I had a different horn in my mind. I had like a big bass bassoony type of horn. And when I heard that, I thought, no, Kathy, surely
it's called a party horn.
That.
I didn't know what they were called.
Those little paper funny things with a whistle in them.
Yes, yeah, I typed into Google birthday blowy thingy. And what came up was a party horn.
Isn't that amazing that it has a name?
I love
Google. I suppose
Google.
It has to.
All right. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you to you, Simon, to each and every one of the team of Chai FM, from our correspondents, our presenters, our controllers, our sound engineers, our call screeners, our producers, our advertisers who keep us going. You have no idea the profound difference that you make to people's lives, because it is through advertising that we are able to continue doing what we do. And thank you very, very much to every single person who is part of the story of Chai FM. You know, I am the first to acknowledge that while Chai FM is associated with me, it's not really fair that it is, because it is so much more and it's so much bigger than one person. And I just want you to know that if you know my name, it is because I'm standing on the shoulders of giants.
Wow.
And I think that I need to take a song right now, Craig. Wow. So we'll be right back after this.
Yom Shishi Ashaon kvar maret zohorayim והשמש צועקת לקום, מתארגן מתלבש מצחצח שיניים, לא פח לי קטן אני כמעט מוכן היום הולכים לים ברדיו קולטום נזכר שלא אכלתי כלום אני חונה שנייה מגיע בים שישי בצהריים כל שבוע זה רק בירות מכות ושמיים
כולם זרוקים כאן על החול ואת חוברת כמו בשיר עם בגד ים זהיר אולי הכי יפה בעיר הראש קצת מסתובב הלב מרגיש מהר דירות שמש ושילוב השעון כבר מראה בין ארבעים והשמש צוללת לאט מתקפל ושוטף את החול ברגליים ואת ממש ממול מנסה להיות קצת קול ואת הלב רק להרגיע מתקרבת בחיוך לחוץ מרגיש חשוב סליחה לאן אתה מגיע בצהריים כל שבוע זה רק ביות מפות משמיים כולם זרוקים כאן על החול ואת דוברת כמו בשיר עם בגד ים זהיר אולי הכי יפה בעיר הראש קצת מסתובב הלב מרגיש רעי בירות שמס ושילוב כואב בצהריים כל שבוע זה רק בירות מכות ושמיים כולם זרוקים שם בים שישי בצהריים כל שבוע זה רק בירות מכות ושמיים כולם זרוקים כאן על החול ואת דוברת כמו בשיר עם בגד ים זהיר אולי הכי יפה בעיר במכונית אני ביישנת חייכנית וזה בדיוק מה שאת אוהבת
Happy birthday Chai FM 101.9 megahertz of life
Happy 12th birthday Chai FM This is Corey from Next One to Play Audio Productions and I would like to wish you a very 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 happy and blessed birthday and thank you for letting me be part of such an awesome brand May the next 12 years just be amazing, awesome, and blessed. Mazel tov.
Happy birthday, Chai FM. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Chai FM has meant the world to me. My family's back in the Val, so I'm in Joburg all the time. In them, I found a mother, I found a brother, I found a sister, and I found a friend. They literally changed my life. It's the first time that I work for an organization that genuinely cares about how you feel, if you're okay, if you're in the right state of mind. You don't find organizations like that anymore. And so I wish Chai FM a happy, happy birthday. And let's see, man. Many more years to come.
Mazel tov, Chai FM, on your 12th birthday. This is Eli Goldstein, host of one of the first programs when we started back in 2008. It was called The Yiddish Thing. It's wonderful to observe how the station has grown and improved from its beginnings. Chai FM is an important voice reaching both the Jewish and non-Jewish communities globally. May it have continuing success and Mazel Tov again.
Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yeah, you are on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Kathy Kaler.
And I'm Simon Anstey.
And we come to the end of 2 hours that actually seem to have flown past.
Are you surprised?
No, no. And you know what? I really miss co-presenting with you. I have to say. I miss you.
It's on your own is never the same. Never the same.
Yeah, but you know what? You've grown being on your own.
I have grown being on my own, but I think when we come together, we will bring different things to it. Anyway, it's not about us today. We'll sort that out later. Thank you for letting me part of this remarkably special broadcast this afternoon.
Thank you.
I feel absolutely privileged to have been a part of it. Thank you, Kathy. Kathy, I know you think that we give you a lot to the station. It's not. The station gives us 40,000 times more than we could ever think we're giving. So
And so it should always be. Anyway, all these voice notes that you're hearing, there were really so many that have been sent through that it would take us over an hour to play all of them. So what we're going to do is we're going to obviously play them throughout the day. And thank you to everybody who sent voice notes. And we've got from political leaders, we've got, it's a very, very vast and very, very diverse, just like our listeners. So if you get to our website, chaifm.com, you'll be able to take a listen to that, to a podcast of all the, messages. Also post it up on Facebook and we'll tweet it out. So I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Here's to many, many, many more years. Thank you to all of our presenters, producers, to our back office staff, to the inner workings, to the cogs, to the machinery that is Chai FM, to our advertisers. And most of all, thank you to you for listening. You make every day a day worth living. Wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Simon?
Amen to that. What a beautiful message. Yom Huledet Sameach. Yeah.
God bless and Shabbat Shalom. Thanks, Craigie. Have a good one. Bye.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.